Hillary Clinton is expected to formally announce later that she's running for the US presidency. This won't, of course, be the first time she's sought the Democratic nomination, and if she wins, it won't be the first time she's lived in the White House. The Clintons dominated US politics in the 1990s, but ended up mired in scandal. So it won't be welcome news to them that a new show opened off-Broadway this week called simply Clinton the Musical. Our New York correspondent went along to find out more.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie.
Hillary's crowning moment might finally be at hand.
So hi, I'm Duke LaFoon, and I play Billy Clinton.
Hi, I'm Carrie Butler, and I play Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Of course, you're playing someone who might be the next president.
It's fun. I've never played somebody who's like a real-life person, and it's almost easier in a way because I know exactly how she acted from her biography.
Do you feel more or less sympathetic towards her now that you're playing her than you did before you took up the role?
Much more sympathetic. I can just see how beaten down she was by the press and how strong she stayed. It does give you compassion for all the characters, too, I think. And I've never felt for Monica Lewinsky until this show, and then through the show I could see, oh, she was a kid in love.
Was it a bit over the top?
Oh, it was over the top in a great way. It was wonderful.
I think it gave us an opportunity to laugh at the truth. I don't know if we've had our opportunity to really do that. You know, the late night shows get to it, but this is musical theater. You can take it to a whole different level.
I'd probably be sitting watching them the whole show to see how they were reacting to it.
Composer and lyricist of the show, Paul Hodge, an Australian who currently lives in London, ponders the possibility of a Clinton in the audience off Broadway. He was 10 when the Lewinsky scandal broke. Does he think the ultimate 90s power couple would have survived the storm if social media had been around?
I think they probably would have survived. They've survived for so long now. I think the world today, everything moves faster, the news cycle is faster, and politicians all over the world are trying to deal with the kind of pace of the media and how do they deal with that and connect to voters.